T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From there, another legend in her own right. She's a legend here in the Bay Area now, by way of Alabama. It's Laura Britt, host of 49ers pre- and post-game show on NBC Sports Bay Area. 49ers Talk with Matt McMilka. Laura Britt, by way of Alabama. Alabama. I'm trying to do it like Keith Jackson. Whoa, Nelly, the boys from Alabama. I don't know. That's terrible. Sorry, Laura. Some introduction here on the Morning Roast. Hey, good morning, Laura.
Fonte, no. What was that?
I don't know. I just want to say that you're from Alabama. Okay. Alabama. Alabama. How do they say it with the Southern draw?
Just like, play Sweet Home Alabama next time. That'll go better for you.
Oh.
No.
Wait,
oh,
Bonte,
boy.
Do you remember who sang Sweet Home Alabama?
Lynyrd Skynyrd, baby. That Let's go.
Yeah.
He famously said Maroon 5. I don't know if you know this.
I don't know what you're talking about, Chasky. I don't know what you're talking about. But Miss Alabama, Mrs. Alabama, Laura Britt, now a Bay Area native, to a 49ers pre- and post game. How about that win last week, Laura? Let's get that started before we talk about cold-ass Green Bay.
Wow, we're going to go back to the Cowboys game, huh?
I just want to roast them one more time before we move on.
Well, you were there. How was it?
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome. I'm surprised I was able to lead a great state of Texas. I was surprised. Oh, yeah. I was bumping my gums a little bit, Laura. I was feeling myself.
Shocking.
That's amazing. No, that game was wild. You know, the Niners are just such a hard team to put your finger on, and I think that game kind of encapsulated, you know, the 49ers season. But ultimately, the Niners walk away with the win, and the Cowboys, man, they're one big old hot mess.
You know, Laura, they are. They absolutely are. So's been the kind of the quarterback position for the 49ers this year. And I want you to take me behind the scenes because, you know, Dante has been very critical. Dante Whitner, who you do the pre- and post-game show with, has been very critical of Jimmy Garoppolo throughout his tenure. Takiyo Spikes has said things. Joe Staley's even said things. And they've praised him. They're not, like, unfairly ripping him. They're just calling out what they see. When he throws interception late in that game, like, what is the feeling in the newsroom when you guys are watching that game?
Well, I think it's a good point that you bring that up because they are they're honest. I wouldn't say, like, critical.
No.
They're critical at the right times. But Dante, surprisingly, over the past, really, December, the entire month of December, has been standing by Jimmy Garoppolo. And even in that moment, even in moments where he makes those mistakes, honestly, they're not calling for Trey Lance. There's no, like, oh, they should have started Trey Lance. It is what it is. And the fact of the matter is Jimmy Garoppolo is dealing with a heck of a ton of issues right now. And I get every NFL player is at this point, except maybe the Packers, who have been sitting on their couches for the past 2 or 3 weeks. But they honestly weren't that critical of Jimmy in that moment. Yeah, it is what it is. You know what you're going to get. You almost expect some of those things to happen when it's Jimmy Garoppolo, and I hate to say that, but because he's gotten them this far, let's call it like it is. He's gotten them this far. They're in the divisional round of the playoffs. In 2 months ago, would you have thought that the 49ers would be here? No, not even close.
Yeah,
not a chance.
Laura Britt here on the Morning Russell 95.7 The Game as we get ready for Niners and Packers up at Lambeau Field. And you mentioned Jimmy Garoppolo. And it's funny, like being at the game on Sunday, Laura and Shask and I talk about it all the time. They've put together basically one game where they've played all four quarters. I mean, this is just who the 49ers are, right? And that was the Monday night game against the LA Rams. It feels like if they don't play a full four quarters in this one, they may be packing because the Packers are a clean football team. They don't commit penalties. They don't turn the ball over. I mean, like, it feels like the Niners will never, ever play four quarters with this current team this season, but it feels like they have to tomorrow night if they want to be victorious tomorrow night at Lambeau Field.
Yeah, I think so too. But the Packers did, if you go back to that week three matchup, the 49ers had some bad PI calls. They had three yep. penalties for 81 yards that totaled mm-hmm. for their pass interference calls. But I was looking at the Packers stats from that game. You know, they had seven penalties for 87 yards in that game in week three. So I thought that was a little interesting. Yeah. But there's kind of a lot at play here. And when you start to break down, you get into the weeds of it. Like the Packers are getting really healthy right now. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? You know, they obviously went 13-4 without a lot of these guys that are coming back. David Bakhtiari, Randall Cobb, guys like that are coming back at this time. Is it good to be changing something that worked all season for you? I don't know. I think that's something interesting to watch. But for the 49ers side of it, you look at Ambry Thomas. I think that's going to be huge. Obviously, Nick Bosa, if he's not able to play, but it does seem like from what we heard, quote-unquote, looking good, that he's going to be able to play on Saturday. That would be the biggest knock for the 49ers if he's not able to go. But I'm a little worried about Ambry Thomas because Aaron Rodgers, he targets. This is not some quarterback that doesn't know what he's doing. Like he will know if it's Dante Johnson instead of Ambry Thomas, and you better believe he's going to target Dante Johnson every single time. But I heard you guys talking about Fred Warner and how he helps out in the coverage as well. So I think there are ways to get around that. You got to put pressure on Aaron Rodgers if that is the case, if Ambry Thomas isn't a full go on Saturday for the 49ers. So there's just so much at play. The Packers haven't lost at home this whole season. They're 8-0 at home this whole season. But I do, you know, Bonte, I think you're right. The 49ers have got to put together a complete game. The special teams areas where the 49ers have struggled, I would say the most this entire season, that's no secret. But the Packers actually have too. So, could this game come down to special teams, which is kind of sad?
That is crazy. I mean, the 31st and 32nd ranked special teams, the Niners and the Packers. So that's the Spider-Man meme pointing at each other. You keep referencing week three, which we've been doing too, and glaring, it's so glaring, they didn't have Elijah Mitchell. And I feel like that changes everything. Running back is one of those positions where sometimes if you're the fastest guy in the league, Chris Johnson, you could be one of the best running backs. If you're the biggest, strongest guy like Derrick Henry, you just stand out. Zeke Elliott for years, you know, power and speed. I'm looking at Elijah. He's not the fastest total guy, but he's got good speed. He's not the biggest at all. He's got great vision, tremendous toughness. I love this kid, Elijah Mitchell, and I feel like for some reason he flies under the radar, yet he's so important to what they want to do on Sunday. How do you feel about Elijah Mitchell?
Oh, I mean, Elijah Mitchell has been absolutely key to everything that the 49ers have done this season. I think, you know, you've got Deebo Samuel. I would put him up there with a Deebo Samuel. That's how important he's been for the 49ers this season. And you go back to week three, like you're talking about with Elijah Mitchell, he wasn't there. It was Trey Sermon, who had 10 carries for 31 yards. The 49ers as a team in week three had 21 carries for 67 yards. That ain't going to cut it in this game. And if when you have Elijah Mitchell out there, I for sure think that the Packers are obviously going to do everything they can to combat a 49ers run attack. But it comes down to this mastermind game between Matt LaFleur and Kyle Shanahan. And Kyle Shanahan, just like he is with Sean McVay, this is a little bit more. There's a little bit more. I don't know if you remember after the week three game, Shanahan and LaFleur had like a little frosty situation going on there. So this means a lot. And I go back to week three, and Deebo Samuel wasn't who he is now in week three. Brandon Ayuk was still in the doghouse in week, I mean, I don't know if it's fair to call it the doghouse, but was still being challenged by the team to say, hey, you're better than this, you know, practice harder, be better. He wasn't a factor. Juwan Jennings wasn't a factor. And you look back last week and Juwan Jennings is a factor. And so is in the week 18 game as well. So it's two completely different teams now. When you look, it was so long ago. Week three was so long ago. It was before the 49ers were tested. And I think that's a big thing with Dante, Joe, and Takiyo when I talk with them. The fact that this team is tested and didn't fail the test. They've pulled themselves out of it. They pulled their bootstraps up and figured out who they are. They figured out who their identity is in the middle of a season. That was something I talked to Jerry Rice about when the Niners were struggling in the middle of the season. Was it like, can you figure out your identity as a football team in the middle of the season? And he said it's really difficult, but this team did it. They did it.
Yeah. Yep. No, you're right. Laura Britt here on the Morning Rush on 95.70 Gabe, host of 49ers pre- and post-game coverage on NBC Sports Bay Area. We'll get the details for Saturday in just a second. Don't forget, we're giving away some tickets. As soon as we get Laura Britt off the airways, we're going to give away some tickets to Sunday and Tuesday's Warrior games. Sunday, of course, they play the Utah Jazz in a big-time Western Conference matchup. So you'll want to be listening, 844-999-GAME. That is the phone number, caller number 5 for that one. Laura, back to Jimmy Garoppolo.
So now they're like, get her off! Get her off!
No. You're staying on. You're staying on. They can wait. They can wait for these tickets, man. They'll be waiting. Laura, when you think about Jimmy Garoppolo and he wins his game on Saturday, what do you think the narrative will be? Is there any way Jimmy Garoppolo could ever win over this entire fan base? Because I truly believe, I know he has his pitfalls, he has his limitations, but I truly believe he's one of the more underappreciated 49ers that I've ever witnessed. No doubt. He's been associated with winning here. And we know about the Jimmy O'Neal throws and all that, but I truly believe he's underappreciated. Is there anything he could do to flip the fan base and be won over or win this fan base over if he wins on Saturday?
Yeah, you know what's crazy about this, Monte? And I know, Joe, you've been to a lot of games too. I'm in the press box, so I'm not in the actual stadium amongst the people. And before the game, we're out on our set down by the Dwight Clark statue. So I think people do like him. And I get that he's got his faults, but is there a more popular person that runs out of the tunnel than Jimmy Garoppolo at the stadium? Maybe Nick Bosa?
Yeah, but Debo.
Debo, Kittle. Yeah. But, Kittle. I mean, people go nuts. And I was talking to Matt Maiocco, our 49ers insider, about this. And on the road, Niners fans clearly travel really well. They've been doing that all season long. And he said, on the road, it's the same. So I think sometimes it gets back down to, people hiding behind their keyboards and saying stuff and trolls. And yes, he's got his faults. I'm not downplaying the fact that people get really ticked off when he throws costly interceptions at times that you really shouldn't be doing that. Mm-hmm. But I don't think there's this, mass hatred for Jimmy Garoppolo that you get on social media when you're checking in on Twitter. I think he, playing through the shoulder sprain, playing through this thumb injury that he's got, I think he's doing that. And when you look back, after the season's over and 5 years have passed, I think 49ers fans will look back at his time favorably. I mean, with the 49ers. And that's kind of been the case with, you go back to Jeff Garcia, was he underappreciated when he was here? Alex Smith, was he underappreciated when he was here? It's kind of been a consistent thing. So I think people will look back at Jimmy G's time once some time has passed favorably, but I even think right now it's not as bad as it seems. I mean, Twitter is Twitter, Vonte.
Right.
So, come on.
Well, and when you're at the games and he does throw an interception and you're sitting there, people are just losing their minds. But they did that for Steve Young. They did that for Jeff Garcia. They did that for Ken Dorsey. They did that for Alex Smith. They've done that and the entirety of their times. And you're right. We do misremember things over time. I mean, you talk to people now that you think Alex Smith was an MVP candidate. He had one good year. And I would even say that year he left a lot of meat on the bone. I mean, he had 18 touchdowns and 11 picks. Whatever. But you talk about him now around with the media. Oh my God, he bought my mother groceries and helped my grandmother walk across the street. Laura, one thing that I'm really excited about is just the Packers, Niners, the rivalry, the history. We had so much of that last week, and I know you were probably indoctrinated by a lot of the OG fans on Cowboys, Niners, and what it meant to people. And then you have a whole new generation of people raising their kids, being able to showcase Cowboys, Niners to the next generation. Are you getting that same feeling with Packers, Niners? Or is there kind of kind of been there, done that before? Because I'm a little surprised by how under the radar this game feels locally.
Yeah, I think I heard you guys talking about this as far as people calling in and not you don't have these nutto Packers fans calling in. But the Cowboys are the Cowboys, and those fans are they're nutty no matter if their team's good or bad. They're delusional sometimes in thinking that their team's good. But the Packers, I think I don't know, maybe their fans are just a little bit more reserved. And I do think the recency of the NFC Championship game in 2019 season probably plays a little into that. I don't think that the 49ers fans are going into this going, yeah, we're for sure going to take down Aaron Rodgers. I think there's like this is a really good matchup. And I think that's part of what, like, maybe the Packers fans aren't feeling as confident. I don't think either right. team should really be feeling that confident. I do think it comes down to tough, hard-nosed football. And if I had to give the edge to a team for tough, hard-nosed football, I'm giving it to the 49ers. Because if you're an opposing defense, right. who wants to bring down Deebo Samuel when it's a feels like negative 10 degrees? Man. No thanks. I'll sit with my hot chocolate on the couch. I'm not trying to bring down Deebo Samuel or George Kittle or... They're just such a tough team. But one thing that I do want to mention, you guys brought up Dante Whitner, and I thought this was one of the most interesting things that he mentioned on our production meeting call. We have production meeting calls, you know, during the week leading up to our shows on Saturday. And he talked about, this is something to watch, Aaron Rodgers will hold, not snap the ball for as long as possible. He won't snap it, you know, for 7 seconds or so. He's trying to get the defense to show him anything. So a big part of this game is how prepared is the defense in making sure that they're not showing their cards before Aaron Rodgers snaps the ball. Because that's he's trying to learn as much as possible before he snaps the ball and gather as much information as possible. And I talked to Jimmy Ward this week about that. That's definitely a focus for the Niners defense. But that's going to be a key. And over the past few years, anytime the 49ers have faced the Packers, Dante's put a big emphasis on that. So I think that's something to watch.
You know, Laura, I got to ask you real quick before we go out here. It looks like you got three different spreads for your kiddos here. I see the lunches here on Twitter. The lunches are made here. Very impressive. By 7:20 in the morning,
what are the lunch boxes? Made. That's what I want to know.
I mean, she's got three different spreads here for the kiddos.
Little Boba Fett?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I want me making my lunch. The sad thing is I don't get as good of a lunch as my kids get. No, I got three different spreads. They're called the Bentgo boxes. It's all the rage now, Joe.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I mean, we used
to... Yeah, and you've got these, like, specialty toothpicks and little things that you can put in there.
Does that go right into the dishwasher? I'm looking at there's a purple, blue, and a red one. Those go right into the dishwasher, huh?
I think you can, but I'm high maintenance and I hand wash them.
Oh, you're like me. Yeah, I'm OG.
Again, I like that.
We have a voice-controlled dishwasher. His name's Joe Shasky. That's what people would know when they come into my house.
Wow.
That's my wife. Go wash them dishes right now. Hey, dude, for years we didn't have enough money to have a dishwasher. Hey,
you know, I never had a dishwasher until I moved into this apartment that I'm in now. And I think dishwashers are a little overrated. I like hand washing dishes, personally. You get all the germs out of there. Dishwashers don't get every single speck off the dishes. It's a lot of times where you have to rewash and go through another cycle with the dishwasher. I don't like that.
Oh, I've got a question for you. Are you a dishwasher before they go in the dishwasher? Because that's what I do. My husband will open it and go, are these clean or dirty? And I'm like, well, they're dirty, obviously. And he's like, no, they absolutely don't look dirty at all. They look very clean.
See, Laura, two men just cutting it up, you and me. I have to scrub them down. I believe that it needs to be as clean and as safe as possible before it goes into the dishwasher. I don't want debris going into the pipes and whatnot. Son of a plumber, you know, you got to wipe off all that nastiness. You can't just throw it in there with pasta sauce all over it hardened. Like, that's the worst. No, no. And before we get out of here, Laura.
I try to do that, and I can't. I'm incapable.
That's hilarious. By the way, Laura, where can we watch you tomorrow? Packers, Niners, where can we find the coverage? Yeah. Let the people know.
You guys know where it is. NBC Sports Bay Area. We're going to be on at 4 p.m. I'll be with Joe Staley, Takiyo Spikes, Dante Whitner. We've been riding with you guys all season long. And then something that I think people will be interested in, on the NBC Sports Bay Area YouTube channel, we actually do a halftime show.
Oh, nice.
So it's about a 15-minute halftime show, so you can join us there at half, and no matter how it's going, we'll be there to break it all down.
I'd rather watch that to Kurt Menefee and Terry Bradshaw tomorrow. I'm tuning in.
Thank you.
I'll be on the couch. Let's go.
With the Band-Aid on his head, Terry Bradshaw.
They're not aging well on that Fox pregame show.
Thanks, but Laura.
Great stuff as always. We'll be watching tomorrow. Niners and Packers. Great job as always.
Thanks for having me, guys.
The best.
Anytime. The great Laura Britt here
the
on
first
the
mother of the Bay Area.
95.7 The Game. She's doing a fantastic job covering the 49ers, man. She's doing a hell of a job there with the 49ers Talk podcast with Matt Maiocco.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.